facing the reality of increased automation in the workplace, a majority of Americans now believe robots and computers will take over much of the work done by people in the coming decades. For example, that driverless vehicles will replace truck drivers, or that robots will replace even more factory workers than they already have. While this issue isn't getting much attention here this election season, overseas in South Korea, there's more reflection on the profound impact robots are already having on their economy. In tonight's Signature Segment NewsHour Weekend Special Correspondent Carla Murthy reports from South Korea.
Hyundai means modernity, and it's a big name in the South Korean economic landscape, and not only for cars. Headquartered in the industrialized port city of Ulsan, Hyundai Heavy Industries, or HHI, is the world's largest shipbuilder. It produces engines and construction equipment. HHI is also a leader in making industrial robots. Kyun-Kyu Lim is a head researcher at HHI's Robot Research Institute. This is where they test robots used to assemble cars. He showed me an example of what robot technology looked like 10 years ago.
It shakes a lot.
That shake when the robot stops slowed down productivity and accuracy.
And now I will switch the robot controller that is used these days. There's no vibration.
Lim says today's robots are much more precise and 40% faster. He says spot welding, which is a common process in car factories, takes just under 1 second with a robot.
If a human do that, it's impossible.